Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Valle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Alex Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Scanlon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Chris Sabo. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Sabo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. Anderson moves to third. Palmeiro moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Palmeiro scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Sabo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valle strikes out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mieske hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Valley and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops it up and throws to first, with Scanlon covering, for the out. McLemore moves to third. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Scanlon. McLemore scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Sabo. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Sabo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin moves to third. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Sabo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Diaz. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Palmeiro moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson strikes out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. Valley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to third. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive towards second. Reed catches it and tags McLemore out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz bunts, foul, in back of the plate. Hoyles settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hoyles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Scanlon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hoyles hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valley hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Valley reaches second base with a double. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mieske is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a fly ball towards right. Sabo catches it and throws to second to double up Valley. Two outs. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sabo. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sabo is 0-for-3 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Jack Voigt now playing right field. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Voigt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to third. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palmeiro scores. Baines moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Jamie Navarro now pitching. Lonnie Smith pinch runs for Harold Baines. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Bill Spears pinch hits for Dave Valley. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears strikes out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mieske is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mieske moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-4 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.